I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. This spring, state lawmakers set a goal of improving the economy of southern Vermont. And last week, a special committee met to discuss how to make that goal a reality. From Manchester, Andrew McKeever reports.
Lawmakers created a special economic zone covering the state's two southernmost counties, Bennington and Windham, along with parts of Windsor County. A 9-member committee tasked with steering the economic turnaround held its first meeting in Manchester last week, and the panel confronted some troubling trends. The first is a projected population decline, while at the same time, the total population of those over the age of 65 is expected to increase. Chris Campany, the executive director of the Windham Regional Commission, says one of the committee's primary tasks is to reverse the current demographic trends.
Frankly, I'm wondering to what extent the Vermont governance model is even going to be able to continue to function if these demographic trends continue.
Other indicators point to a regional economy that's lagging behind other parts of the state. The number of visitors to visitor centers in southern Vermont has declined 25% since 2006. And rooms and meals tax revenues, while increasing since the Great Recession, have lagged behind the Chittenden County region. Meanwhile, the rate of residential construction never left the recession and is only half of what it was in 2006. Peter Odierna of the Bennington County Industrial Corporation spoke about the shortage of qualified workers.
One of our largest employers in Bennington County is NSK Steering Systems America. Since October of last year, they have had a huge sign in their front yard saying, now hiring, apply here, get hired today. My concern is that sign is still up.
But Tom Kane, the owner of Against the Grain, a bakery and food production company in Brattleboro, described the difficulty in attracting and retaining a qualified workforce.
When the unemployment rate is 3% or so, you're having to hire people that actually nobody really wants to hire. Mm-hmm. They are functioning unemployable.
The next meeting of the committee is set for August 19th. The group plans to meet again in September to push forward on its report. For VPR News, I'm Andrew McKeever in Manchester.